This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Wellness Wednesday, we ask the vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek. Ryan, we continue to discuss a very important topic that affects all dairy farms, and that's the water on the farm and water treatment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I look at, on the Ask the Vet segment, you know, we talk a lot on ventilation, but, you know, water quality is something that's just huge from an animal health standpoint.
Last month, in the first part of this water treatment segment, you mentioned biofilm and bacteria and the harmful pathogens living in this biofilm and water lines from the well to the trough. All of that can have biofilm and pathogen buildup.
Yeah, that's right. And kind of an easy thing I ask people, it's kind of a joke, but it's also kind of serious, is would you drink the water out of your cow's water trough? And if the answer is no, then how can we expect our cows to perform to their top level? The water's not good enough for us. Why would we assume it's good enough for them?
You also mentioned chlorine dioxide, a great alternative to hydrogen peroxide.
Chlorine dioxide is different in the fact that chlorine dioxide, when it's diluted, retains the vast majority of its ion in the active phase. Now, another part with chlorine dioxide is it also destroys biofilm. So not only is it very effective at killing the bacteria that cause the problem, but it also over time will destroy the biofilm layers that have built up in the water system over all those years. So it's a pretty cool product. We have a lot of farms that are using it, and they'll make comments even after a couple weeks of injecting a very low part per million. They'll start to see chunks of that black slime biofilm busting off the waters and being flushed through the system. And we know that we're starting to get that biofilm destroyed and taken care of. So, you know, when you think about water hygiene and are we feeding the cleanest possible water to our cows, a lot of that has to do with how are we treating the water and how are we addressing the biofilm formation that is essentially reducing the water quality that our animals are drinking.
Probably the most important issue on the farm, you know, water.
You know, it is. I mean, you think about how much nutritionists focus on all the trace minerals and the vitamins and the macro minerals and all the in-depth science that goes into the feed portion of feeding a cow and how hard nutritionists work to balance everything just perfectly. And then water is just kind of like an afterthought, you know, and it's really too bad because water is the most important nutrient in a cow's diet. And water quality can have a big impact on health and production. And there's a better way to treat that water, and that's chlorine dioxide injection. And we can inject very, very low levels of chlorine dioxide into the water system, clean up the biofilm, kill the bacteria, and ultimately deliver a better quality product that's got much better hygiene on the water side of it than what we can do with hydrogen peroxide.
With any issue, the management practices of staying on top of things, if you're not staying on top of this, you're talking about this biofilm just gets to the point where you can't deal with it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I look at the water hygiene aspect from the animal health and production side of the world. But for our farmers that are using these chlorine dioxide injection systems to treat their water, you know, a lot of things that they see that they appreciate are less frequent. The biofilm formation is just so much slower that some farmers will report they don't have to clean their waters out as much in the summer because that algae and film formation just doesn't happen because of the active chlorine dioxide in the water. So that less water trough cleaning is a thing that farmers have reported as well as a benefit that they like, saves them some time.
So the first step to, say, somebody wants to start treating their water better?
I think the first place to start is always a water test. And when we get a water test, we can see, you know, what problems that farm dealing with as far as water quality. And we can identify things like, you know, if iron's a problem, chlorine dioxide is a wonderful iron oxidizer, and we can make significant reductions in iron. Iron can have some negative effects in animal health and performance if it's high in the drinking water, as far as causing mechanical problems throughout the water system as well. But I think step one is start with a water test, identify where the issues that we'd like to correct are. And then step two is enact a plan on how would we get chlorine dioxide injection system mounted and working on that farm to address the biofilm formation as well.
And Ryan, you have a team that can help with this. More details at crystalcreeknatural.com. Our thanks to Dr. Ryan Leiterman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek. Tomorrow we'll get an update from our nation's capital with Chris Galen from the National Milk Producers Federation. And for archive programs, head to dairyradio.com. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.